In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions puts the talk into tea.
Moncrief on News Talk.
In many towns and cities, there's an ongoing struggle between those who'd like to see more pedestrianisation and those who want to drive around the place. And one example of pedestrianisation is Drury Street in Dublin. Walk down it and you'll see some shops, the entrance to George's Street Market, but mostly people sitting outside various pubs, restaurants and coffee shops. Most accept this as a good example of a no-car street. But now one of the pubs has lost its outdoor seating licence. Josh Crosby reports.
I think what happened on Drury Street is really sad. But I think the pedestrianised streets are good when they're done well. Some of them aren't fully finished, I think. But I think they are good overall.
Why do you enjoy the outdoor options? Is it just to have the option if it's a sunny day?
Yeah, and I think like you can meet more people, you can see more of your friends, you can move around a bit more. And I think it's like that's what they do in other countries as well in the summer, so I don't know why we wouldn't do it here.
And if the table and chairs are not going to be there, are you happy enough to sit in the curb?
Yeah, I am, definitely. That's the best part.
Are you a fan of pedestrianised streets or not?
Yes, I'm for pedestrianised streets, yes.
Well, you think it can bring a bit of atmosphere into the area and...
It'll bring more people into the areas for a start. Maybe the cost of the shops would be given out because of no traffic, but it's so much cleaner and everything, just without the cars, you know what I mean?
So you're a big fan of the pedestrianised streets?
Yes,
and what about the outdoor dining options then, table and chairs?
Oh no, I hate them. Keep them indoors. What do you want to be outdoors for?
So you're sitting along here now on the street furniture. Are you pleased that there are more and more areas becoming pedestrianised?
Yes, it actually functions much better. People are happier, especially if the weather's good, to be outdoors.
It would bring you to an area if it was pedestrianised?
Yeah, depending on the area.
And what about the outdoor dining options then and outdoor seating? Would you like to see more?
I think other people would. I don't particularly like coming into Dublin in the evening.
Don't feel safe?
Or? No, I don't, no.
We're here now on Drury Street. Would you be a fan of the outdoor dining and dining options?
Yeah, I'm all for it. Like, you know, more social kind of elements to the city. And I think we need that little bit. It's a pity we don't have the weather all the time. But yeah, I'm all for it. Once it doesn't kind of affect getting around the city as much. Do you know that kind of way? This whole thing of like shutting roads and at the drop of a hat and... You'd like to be able to
find a balance.
Yeah. Like that's, I think that's really it. Like, you know, not gonna.
I love to see the pedestrianising of the streets. It's a huge long word to be saying at this hour of the morning, isn't it?
It sure
a walking
is.
Street, a street where you don't have to get out of the way of a bicycle or a truck, particularly the trucks. That would be really nice. And I love the cafe society that can pour out onto the street.
You think it brings a different atmosphere, different?
Absolutely,
it makes. I used to use the word vibe.
Well, it is a kind of a vibe. We don't have the weather for it, but in spite of the rain, we still manage to sit outside and there's nothing nicer on a Friday evening than seeing loads of lines of people sitting and relaxing with a glass of beer or a coffee on the street.
Shoppers out and about on Cable Street, Parliament Street and of course Drury Street. With the recent good weather, more and more people are enjoying a tipple outdoors. But some businesses would like a balance to be struck so they can all benefit from outdoor options. Martin Hart is the CEO of the Temple Bar Company. He says it's been a great success in the area he represents.
I think Temple Bar is probably one of the largest pedestrian areas in the city, which is kind of very interesting because 35 years ago it was going to be demolished and turned into a bus station. That was the plan then. And to see all of the calming that's recently happened on the quays, so you've had pretty much most of the private traffic taken off the South Quays during the day, so it's a much calmer space. Parliament Street was fully pedestrianised last July. We're coming up on the first anniversary, and now hopefully the College Green space will become a pedestrian area in the next 2 years. So that aligned with the fact that we have Temple Bar Square, Meeting House Square, Curve Street, Cowes Lane, Essex Street East, and the rest of Temple Bar is pedestrian. We have a very large pedestrian area, and that's a good thing because it enables you, I suppose, ease of movement around the city and, you know, in terms of being able to develop and put on cultural events, which is something we're interested in, markets and so on. It's a great way of animating the city and making it a comfortable place.
Would I be right though in saying that maybe it can benefit some businesses more so than others, like hospitality versus retail, or is it a win-win for everyone for footfall?
I think it's a win-win for everyone for footfall. I mean, you know, the day that, you know, people are going to drive their car into the city to buy something is gone. That day no longer is there. I mean, it was there in the 60s and it was there in the 70s, and just with everything that's happening in terms of transport, and I suppose how retail has changed and how it's gone online in a large way, and then I suppose more specialist retail comes in. But no, I don't believe that it has had a negative effect on the city. The city has gone through an enormous change, a shift from, I suppose, traditional uses, and the city will continue to change. It's a different place than it was, you know, 200-300 years ago. So cities change, and I think change is a good thing, but we have to adapt to it.
And what about the outdoor licenses then for hospitality? Can that bring contention to, we say, a business to a neighbouring business, or are the requirements strict enough, or should there be more enforcement there?
Within Temple Bar, weirdly, there isn't a huge amount of outdoor furniture or outdoor spaces, even though there's a lot of pedestrian places in and around the area. So we don't see that level of conflict as you might see in other parts of the city. The can be conflicts between obviously stakeholders and businesses in relation to lots of things, whether it be noise or whether it be act, you know, that's not new. We've been dealing with that in Temple Bar for over 30 years, but certainly we don't have an issue with street furniture here in this particular area. It's quite well managed and we don't get a lot of conflict.
There have been calls for further pedestrianised areas in Dublin city centre. One of the most recent streets to go car free is Parliament Street. Sandwiched between Dublin Castle and the South Quays, there's a good mix of hospitality and retail. So I visited the area and the nearby Cable Street, which is also pedestrianised, to hear what impact the changes have had on businesses.
I'm Alex from Cafe Topolis. It's an Italian kind of restaurant. Have a traditional pizza oven.
And how long have you been open? How long has it been?
Anyway, it's open from more than 35 years. I'm still working here from 27 years in that place. Yeah.
So you've seen a lot of changes in the area.
Yeah. And it's very nice. From now on, can you close the street and the business is going up. It's a lot of tourists still working from now on, from the street. And I like in the summertime, can it's that many entertainment from the street. It's so nice. The street is very animated and it's lovely. Lovely time.
So you're happy that the street has gone pedestrian?
Yeah, it's like this. I'm so happy like this.
Can there be challenges when it comes to deliveries?
It's a little bit hard from deliveries because I usually to come a little bit early because the street will be closed after 11 o'clock and it's coming late. I have to see the... just it's okay. It's okay.
John Mitchell, we've been in the street since 1903. We were printers, paper bag and twine merchants. My hobby was motor racing, and that's why we went into car accessories.
And how would you say the street has changed since it was pedestrianised?
Oh, absolutely. No business at all. I could be sitting here 2, 3, 4 hours before the customer could come in. I might get one at 9:30. The next one could be 12:30.
And do you think, is that due to shopping trends and habits changing, people going to the larger shopping centres or buying online, or is the pedestrianised street a factor?
People aren't coming in because there's no shops that they can go to.
How would you say it's affected your business?
We're down roughly around about 90%. Some days I might only take 38 to 40 euros. Then another day I might take 100. But there again, it depends on what I sell.
Is it difficult for deliveries or is it difficult for shoppers that they can't?
It's difficult for shoppers. I get my deliveries come in here roughly around about 10:30.
And what about the argument that it creates a more welcoming or a more vibrant cityscape? You wouldn't agree with that?
Not really. It's welcoming visitors, all right, but it's dealing with the visitors. It's not dealing with the people who live even over the shops.
So with your sales down around 90%, what does the future hold for this business that's been here for generations?
We'd be closing up.
There is no doubt some businesses will be happier with pedestrianised and outdoor dining options than others. But I also wanted to find out how the changes have affected delivery drivers making their way around the city centre. What's it been like now since this street has been pedestrianised and other streets around?
It's obviously it's not good for the working people, as me, like delivery drivers. But I guess for the pedestrians, all right. They put this pole, but we can kind of get access, you know, so the other cars are they can't go in. Oh. So it's only for the delivery cars. So it's good and bad. You get me?
Do you have to start your shift earlier or do you have to?
Oh, not really, no. Same, I'll say the same. Yeah. But if you come early in the morning, I kind of late today. Usually I should be gone from the streets anyway. So they close at 11 o'clock. So until 11 o'clock, you have plenty of time.
How will you get out of here now?
Just cross a little bit slowly and...
Okay, so you drive, over the bollards.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, for a rubber, like, yeah.
Doesn't damage the van?
A little bit. No, not really.
Well, I'll let you continue with your deliveries.
Cheers, man. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Thank you.
As we head into the summer months, many businesses and customers will be opting to eat and drink outside. But when it comes to licensing requirements, are the rules too strict or too lenient? Martin Hart from the Temple Bar Company said the current system is working.
You're satisfied with the rules that are in place?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure lots of businesses would like to take over more space. That's the nature. You want to increase your turnover. There has to be obviously a decision made between, you know, what's in the public interest and what's in the public good, and, you know, what can be given over to a commercial interest versus maybe what can be used for different or more civic uses in terms of just sitting out. No, by and large, I haven't heard of anyone complaining to us, at least in relation to the regulations with regards to outdoor dining or tables and chairs and all that sort of stuff.
Josh Crosby reporting there. One texter says, surely the idea behind pedestrianisation is that people can commute on foot or on a bike. If the street is full of street seating, then it's impossible to commute. Yeah, I see your point, but I think normally you have to leave some sort of throughway in between where all the seats are. As far as I'm aware, DCC have decided that, this is Dublin City Council, have decided that unless you serve food, they won't be allowing you to apply for an outdoor seating licence. Another text says pedestrians only bring in drugs, winos, hoodied, masked, feral gangs of teenagers with no guardie to enforce civilization. Disaster! Yes, that's absolutely. I walk down Drury Street every day. My God, I've used up all the arrows in my bow and arrow set by the time I've got to the end of it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.